Thank you for joining with us for another episode of Morning Briefings here on the Pipeline Intercession for the President and on our podcast. If you have any dreams that you have about the Office of the President, please send them to pip@christiancenterstreetport.com. We're so thankful that you all have joined in with us on this prayer journey, and we look forward to standing with you not only today, but in the days ahead. So with that, we'll go ahead and join today's broadcast as we talk about the news and stand on the wall for this nation and the Office of the President. Good morning, everyone. Zach Arskadden back with you after a week off of going and being with family. And I want to thank each and every one of you for praying, supporting us during last week, our travel to be with family during a tragic event that happened to my uncle and his passing. But we're back. And today I want to refocus on what we left off with the issue in Russia and Ukraine. And again, our purpose here is to pray for the Office of the President to do the Lord's will for this nation so that we can be a nation that spreads the gospel of the kingdom to the nation, which is our destiny. And there's no time to give up hope, but there are things that are happening out of this administration, out of this White House, that are a cause for concern. And some things that they're showing a hardness of heart towards that could easily be resolved with literally a stroke of a pen, because they were put in this position because of a stroke of a pen. And so I want to go through some things, get some updates, and let you guys know clearly where we stand. If you haven't had the chance to listen to John West's word from this last Wednesday on judging the prophetic, please do so. I really recommend that. That outlines very clearly how to look at what's going on, especially in the prophetic movement, what is being spoken about, how possibly what Putin's doing is the will of the Lord, and being oppressive and communistic is what the Lord really wants, which is utterly preposterous to begin with. But John lays out clearly how to look at a word and judge it and give it the test of time to see who's hearing the Lord, because somebody's right, somebody's wrong, as he said. And also to go with what Dutch Sheets shared, with what we shared last week about what he said, is look, there's this very clear. And I want to get into to dive in a little bit deeper on those issues, because yes, this is a big issue this week, and it'll continue to be until this is resolved. But there's also things that are happening this week with the Senate, as far as potentially passing a budget resolution to fund the government for the rest of this year, and other things that they're getting into. So there's a lot to deal with. But today I want to focus a little bit on Ukraine, to kind of show where we're at from this weekend, and then where we'll be moving forward, and how we can pray for the Office of the President and the administration, because there's a lot going on. There's prophetic that we are continuing to stand on of giving some prayer points. So with that being said, but I want to first dive into the word. I titled today's podcast, Redeeming Our Time. And I'm trying to remember what else I titled it. Redeeming Our Time, Establishing Our Future. And what I want to focus on today, the verse is out of Ruth. Ruth chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. And before I dive into these, when you go back and you read Ruth, you obviously understand the story. Her husband died. She goes with Naomi, her mother-in-law. And actually in verse 2, it talks about how Boaz noticed her and was told that she was gleaning from the fields since the morning until the point he came to her. And then in verse 13, Boaz himself, who ends up being Ruth's redeemer, understood that there was somebody else who could have redeemed her. And he said in verse 13, stay the night, and in the morning, again, reordering our day, reordering our time. You know, we want things to be done now, but here we're seeing, okay, we have to wait, be patient a little bit. It shall be, remain this night, and when the morning comes, if he will redeem you, the other redeemer, good, let him redeem you. But if he does not wish to redeem you, then I will redeem you as the Lord lives. Lie down until morning. And then verse 14 goes on to say, so she lay at his feet until the morning and rose before one could recognize another. And he said, let it not be known that the woman came to the threshing floor. And we go on to read the rest of the story and see that he did redeem her. And he established her future into that will that the Lord would have her to be the great things of her being faithful during seasons of hard time, even when she didn't have to. When Naomi said, no, leave, go away. And she said, no, where you go, I go. Where you stay, I'll stay. And so we want to pray out of that for ourselves and for this nation, is ask the Lord to redeem our past and to establish our future. Because through even this situation and any situations that we've been through, as we get into this timeline and the will of the Lord of reordering our day, getting the order that the Lord would have us to communicate with him, to hear what his plans and purposes are, not only for our life, but for this nation. He can redeem our past and establish our future. Because if we stay in the present, we're going to get frustrated, and then eventually we're going to be stuck in the past. And unless we start, okay, God, Lord, redeem it, but now let's look forward. Let's go forward. What can we do now moving ahead to establish your will, not only in our lives, but in our cities and our states and our nations as well? Okay, so with that, I want to dive into the news, give an update. So we now see that Secretary of State Blinken says on the news that the U.S. gives Poland the A-OK, the green light to sell old Russian Soviet planes to the Ukraine, because supposedly that's what they're asking for, probably because they know how to fly them and the easiest thing to get their hands on right now. This was coming out from Face the Nation yesterday on CBS, and also another good article. If you have a subscription to Epoch Times, it talks about how a part of this deal is Poland will give planes to Ukraine, and the U.S. will then backfill the orders that Poland needs to make itself a strong force internationally. And so what we're seeing is U.S. staying involved in all of this and supporting Ukraine and supporting this president who prophetically has been said by some that he is evil, which means if we're getting involved, then that means we must be behind the problem that is in Ukraine. I'm pointing this out because this is very at best ignorant for some people to say things like this. So I want to be very clear. This is not something to play around with and lightly speak out about of some people, as some people are doing. And so what we're seeing here is the U.S. standing up for freedom, as it should. Could this have been there? The question is, this could have been resolved. Okay, we don't want to look back in the past. Let's redeem the past. Let's move forward now. So now we're saying this is where we're at. And eventually, look, Europe is going to have to do something. Like, Europe is going to have to do something to deal with this. There's a big dispute about what America should or should not do. And then that's a legit question to ask. Should we get involved? Should we not? My prayer and my question would be is, what does the Lord say? Have we asked the Lord to say, God, do we go? Lord, do we go into this battle? Do we get involved in this? Or what level do we stay out of it? What level do we get involved? That's a very legitimate question for us as intercessors to be asking the Lord. What should our involvement be? Naturally, Europe is going to have to do something. They've played along in this game. They've put themselves in a position to be able to be taken advantage of by Russia. And I'll get to that here in a second. But now what we're seeing from Russia is they are now, this is being reported by the Wall Street Journal. I'll put another article out from The Hill, for those who don't have a Wall Street Journal subscription, that outlines it pretty well, that Russia is now recruiting Syrian forces because they need people with experience of urban warfare, dealing and fighting in cities. and because they believe the Syrian forces, ISIS forces, basically have the experience that is needed because they've taken over Syria. And so they want to bring them into Ukraine and help them fight. And Zelensky is starting to see the opposite. Foreign international forces join them, upwards of 16,000 to help fight back. Who else? What other nations? What other people? These are all volunteers that Zelensky has had. So you're seeing both sides. Russia, this is what Russia's doing. Here's Ukraine. Now, some hypocrisies. And this is kind of the things I want to point out for the Office of the President. Is that the with all of this that's going on, the United States of America is still purchasing daily barrels of oil from Russia. So you put these sanctions on, which did nothing because that's not really where they make their money. And then you leave out carve-outs for the energy sector, which is where they make their money. And yet we're paying for the oil. They're raising the price, and we're still paying for it, which basically alleviates any of the sanctions that were put in place from before. And the reason I point this out is I talked about it before we left last week, the week before, is that these sanctions did nothing. These sanctions are currently doing nothing, even though right now they're trying to maneuver their way around how to put sanctions on the oil, but yet find oil without allowing the U.S. to produce oil. I'll get to that here in a second. And so Representative Greg Murphy of North Carolina points it out and says, we're being very hypocritical of this situation when we're buying $75 million a day worth of oil from Russia. And so this is very alarming, disastrous of what's going on. And as prices continue to increase, Joe Manchin, Lisa Murkowski, John Tester of Montana, Republicans and Democrats alike are trying to unveil a plan to ban U.S. importations of Russian oil. Will that get passed? I don't know. But it's interesting to see Joe Manchin stand up and call out the Biden administration for being extremely hypocritical because this affects his constituency in West Virginia. He points out the fact of his blockade of the Keystone XL pipeline. And so it's very interesting to see these things come out. And then this is what I want to point out, and this is what we need to pray about, is this response from – let me pull this up, but I don't want to play it yet. This response from the press secretary, you've probably seen this. If you haven't, this just shows we've prophesied it before that the Biden administration has a hardness of heart, and the president himself does. And I think this shows this very clearly. So I'm going to play it.
The reason why the price of gas is going up is not because of steps the president has taken. They are because President Putin is invading Ukraine, and that is creating a great deal of instability in the global marketplace.
And that is sadly, sadly very ignorant to say. Reports have shown evidence. The facts show that even before Russia invaded Ukraine, the price of gas went upwards of a dollar, sometimes $1.20, $1.12, depending on what region of the country you're in. I know around here, even since I've been here the last 8 months, it's gone up well over a dollar, even before the Ukraine issue. And so to say that is very sad. We want to repent for that, but we need to, in this issue, intercede for the Biden administration to have the fear of the Lord when dealing with Russia and Ukraine. And during these decisions, the Lord it can use this. This is what we want to focus on, the redemptive purpose of this all. Okay, you're seeing the Biden administration say these things. Hopefully that awakens somebody. And some a few more points, and then I want to give another prayer point of a redemptive purpose about all of this for those in this administration, those who are unsure about where to pray and how to interact prophetically, spiritually in their prayer time on this issue. Is we're seeing that even Shell This is actually quite a smart business decision. Is buying, who supposedly said, remember last week, they said, if you read the news stories, we're not going to buy Russian oil. Oh, wait, if it's cheap enough, we're going to buy it, because they want to not cause a delay in the supply chain, which business-wise, that's smart. If you don't want to have the increase of oil that we are paying for gas continue to rise up even faster, this is a smart decision from oil. Is it a bit smart decision from Shell, excuse me. Is it a bit hypocritical? Most likely, yes. But they did it because they were able to get discounts on oil. And so we're seeing things play out. But also, this one is very – this is the alarming thing right here, is that you're seeing now the U.S. officials have gone to Venezuela to see if they can increase their production of oil to alleviate the supply chain issues that the Ukraine-Russia issue is causing. Meanwhile, ignoring the fact that the U.S. could produce it cheaper, cleaner, faster than Venezuela, Russia, etc., anywhere else, OPEC. Ignoring the fact that Venezuela is in bed with Russia itself, number one. Number two, they're in bed with China, because they've given away port rights to China. They've already signed those rights away. And then going back to, if anybody followed the natural gas and oil industry back to the Obama administration, this is the very same thing that the Obama administration did. They took away drilling rights for American companies out in the Gulf of Mexico because of the BP oil spill. And then they gave those rights, which was never reported, hardly ever reported from the mainstream news media, that Venezuela could go into U.S. sea rights and drill themselves. All America can't drill, but Venezuela can. Very interesting. And so we look at this situation, and as we lean towards the midterms, as we lean towards what's coming down the road of establishing our future, redeeming our past and establishing our future, let's learn from the mistakes of the past so that we don't make them moving forward. Because what's happening now is you're seeing, okay, the report's coming out that Visa and MasterCard will suspend all operations in Russia effective immediately, except if those cards were established and given out by Russian banks. Because the statement put out from Visa was that effective immediately, Visa will work, not that it will work with its clients and partners within Russia to cease all Visa transactions over the coming days. And then it continues. Once complete, all transactions initiated with Visa cards issued in Russia will no longer work outside the country. Inside, they still work, and they will still continue to work until their expiration date expires on the cards. And any Visa cards issued by financial institutions outside of Russia will no longer work within Russia Federation. So this claim that it will effectively end operations in Russia immediately, that is false. Visa and MasterCard are going to continue to operate within Russia. You can't basically cross the border. Those who have cards issued by banks inside Russia cannot use them outside. Those who have cards issued by banks outside of Russia cannot use them inside. That's all that's happening. Visa and MasterCard is smart. They don't want to lose this market off of it. This is a bit hypocritical at the most easiest way. But what this is doing, and talked about it last week, is all these countries they're putting sanctions, they're ending. They're saying, look at us. We're doing the right thing. We're removing products from Russia. We're not getting involved with Russian banks and Russian people and blah, 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 whatever. Well, this is pushing Russia into the hands, the open arms of the Chinese and Chinese companies to basically become more dependent upon them. And then does this cause China to have a leg up on U.S. companies, European companies, South American companies? because now you're talking about getting involved with Chinese companies, Indian companies. And now that we have started adhering to those morals and values, which Chuck Pierce has warned about since the 80s, about the rise of China. So I point this out because we sit here and you know, people praise and talk about how it's a great thing that, you know, we're putting the hammer down economically, these sanctions on Russia. Yet they already had the plan to go run to Chinese companies, to Pakistan, open arms to buy their oil, to buy their products, to interact with them. And so the redemptive purpose in this all is, it has to be, is that during all of this, we need to intercede for an awakening of those in the Biden administration to be healed and delivered from a state of slumber and to establish the fear of the Lord in their hearts. Because right now, if these people who are in this administration can see that these policy decisions, these decisions and acumen that they have believed in for so long and even currently believe in, that not only economically, naturally, is it not working, but that they need to have an awakening to what will work, what will deal with this. We're talking about standing up for the innocent, showing love to those who need help, for helping the poor, allowing a communistic regime to take over the world, to go and attack innocent men, women, and children because they just want their country back for no other reason than that. They make up claims of being fearful of this, that, and the other. And we need to be very careful about what we say as prophetic leaders, intercessors, those who stand for the Lord's will in this nation, because it can open up a can of worms, number one. But then number two is, are we standing with the will of the Lord? Is it a good idea or is it a God idea? And right now we have to learn what is a God idea. And I'll close with this. We're entering into Purim, story of Esther this week and end of next week. And there's a report that came out from Russia, Wall Street Journal, that the Russian military chief who promised a quick victory in Ukraine is now facing a quagmire because he said things will happen expediently, but it's not. Because he didn't understand the heart and the minds of the Ukrainian people and the resolve of the Ukrainian people as they have prophetic over their nation and over their lives to be a nation that is a breadbasket for Europe and even into Asia to spread the gospel of the kingdom there. And this is a Haman's noose where what he established for the Ukrainian people is turning around to be at him, because the report talks about how even within Russia, there is chatter, whispers about them coming after him. And know this, there's a civil war going on within Russia right now. There are reports coming out that the intelligence is working against the military, which is why you're seeing Ukraine have some success. That's the fear, that's the Lord at work. My dad talked about it yesterday, after John spoke, about how you're seeing supernatural reports from the Ukrainian military that they feel like bullets are just flying around them. Bombs aren't going off. Chechen paratroopers who were sent in from Russia are being blown back across the border from where they came from. The Lord's at work here. And to sit here and say that Putin is a man of God is very alarming. Because as John pointed out, is that even though, you know, Putin claims to be a man of God, claims to be allowing the freedom of religion, it's the religion that he deems that he wants. Know this, that when Putin has been in office, he has silenced the church. The church has gone underground. The spirit-filled church, those who are not Russian Orthodoxy, have gone underground because of fear to speak out. There are missionaries who no longer in America go to Russia because of the fear of their life, that I know personally, that don't go there. Personally, they have to sneak Bibles in if they want to get it in. Personally, have to use different wave links for radio to get radio broadcasts and podcasts and things into Russia. Although some people are saying this is the man of God. I digress. And we want to pray for the office of the president to have wisdom, and even in the hardness of heart that they continue to have, that those who are in the administration have the fear of the Lord to be healed, redeemed, and to be saved and get their life in line with the Lord, as we should ourselves. Redeem our past, prepare our future, so that we can stand in the purposes and the will of God for our lives and for this nation. So with that, I close out. Thank you all for following along with us as we come back this week. And don't forget our noon prayer today. I'll post the links and podcast here on Facebook and on our social media platforms as well, on Rumble, Gitter, and Parler. And so don't forget to share those with those who are trying to understand the situation that's going on and want to stand with us for praying for Ukraine, praying for the Russian people, praying for other nations as well, and more specifically for us, the office of the president. So blessings, and I will see you guys later. Have a good one.